Hello, this is Dennis Wing. Welcome to another Commuter Audio Series class. Today's class is Music Theory, Essential Concepts of Music Theory in 1 hour. Basically, it's my attempt to summarize everything you need to know, or at least the beginnings of the foundation of a solid, foundation in music theory for guitarists. As you know, if you're my guitar student, I tend to have you only memorize very short amounts of information and deduce the rest. All right, I believe it's more powerful to do it that way than memorizing lots of information. And what we're going to do here is boil down the essential concepts. By the end of the hour, you will hopefully have a handle on how to look at a progression and know what key it's in and be able to improvise on it or make up a melody to it with the appropriate scale. Pretty good, right? I mean, that's not bad for 1 hour, right? And you're not even looking at your guitar. Now, this is, we're taking a risk here by doing commuter audio. You're not going to be able to play these things on the guitar, hopefully, while you're listening. Hopefully, you're not going to drive and play at the same time. It would be helpful if you could somehow visualize the piano keyboard, and I have a document that has a big piano keyboard with the notes nice and big. In fact, there's two different versions of it, one with the flats and one with the sharps for the names. There's two piano keyboard diagrams on the same page. That page would be useful, but I don't recommend looking at that while you're driving. But definitely before you go out or when you come back or something, okay? And don't miss your exit either, okay? So I can tell you what the piano keyboard looks like right now, even if you don't have access to looking at that document. And it has to do with our first concept, which is called Big Cats Eat Fish, all right? Big Cats Eat Fish means that when you look at a piano keyboard, there's no black key between B and C, i.e. big cats, and E and F, eat fish. Okay, what does this have to do with guitar? We'll get to that in a second. But take a moment to think about that. All the other notes have black keys in between. So if it ain't B and if it ain't E, the next note is going to be two half steps or two frets in the case of the guitar. If it is big or eat, if you are going from big to cats, then it's going to be one fret or a half step. And if it's going from E to F, then it's a half step. All right, let me repeat. Big cats eat fish. From E to F is a half step or one fret. And B to C is a half step or one fret. All the other notes are two frets apart. So let me give you an example. All right. I'm going to give you the example of the fourth string, 6th fret. Now, you're not on your guitar right now. You're in your car, all right? But I will help guide you to knowing what that note is, even without your guitar. Isn't that cool? All right, here we go. Again, I said 4th string, 6th fret, okay? So, you do have to know what the note names of the guitar are, and it's Eddie 8 Dynamite, Goodbye Eddie, starting with the 6th string and going to the 1st string. The 6th string is the thickest string, right? The first string is the one that's furthest away from your face. We tend to want to call the first string the one that's closest to our face, the thickest one, but that's not the case. It goes by pitch, not by gravity. So the first string, the thinnest string, is also the highest in pitch, and it's also towards the floor. It's the one furthest away from our face. So that's the first string because it goes by pitch. That's the top string. The bottom string is the 6th string, the thickest string. All right, so we're on 4th string, meaning the 3rd string away from our face, all right? And we want the 6th fret. Now, Eddie 8 Dynamite, Goodbye Eddie, goes 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So I wish the mnemonic went from 1st string to 6th string, but that's not how it works. So again, what I mean is, the 4th string is D, because E is Eddie, 5 is 8, And the one we're on, fourth string is dynamite. And then third string is G, and second string B, and first string is E. All right? Sorry if I'm confusing you. Rewind your CD or MP3 or something if you didn't understand that. I'm going to do my best to summarize all these in 1 hour. We'll see how we make out. This could be a big mess, but we'll see. Stick with me on this. Fourth string, sixth fret. We got D, which is open. Open fourth string. How do I know it's D? Because Eddie ate dynamite. So D is not big cats or eat fish. So D to E is two frets. So fourth string, second fret must be E. Now E is one of our two places, eat fish. So that means if second fret is E, then F must be at third fret because it's only a half step between E and F. You following so far? So right now we're at, on our imaginary guitar, we're at F on the fourth string, third fret. From F to G is not big cats or eat fish, so that must be two frets. So now we're at fifth fret of the fourth string. And G to A is not big cats or eat fish, so we're going to go up two frets there. Now we're at seventh fret of the fourth string, and we got the note A. But we don't want, in my example, I asked you for the sixth fret, not the seventh fret. So you have to flat the note you're on right now. So you take A back one fret, and you get A flat, okay? Flat means go down. Sharp means go up. How do you remember that? Because when your tire is flat, the air is too low. So flat means lower, all right? There's another name for that note, and it's G sharp, okay? So the fourth string, sixth fret has two names, A flat, G sharp. They both sound the exact same. Right, the word is enharmonic, E-N-H-A-R-M-O-N-I-C, but you don't have to know that. How do you know which one to call it? It depends on the context. We'll talk about that later. How did I know it was called G-sharp as well? Because if you had gone back one fret from the sixth fret, you would have had G at the fifth fret, and then you just go up one and make a G-sharp. All right, so that's essential concept number one, big cats eat fish, all right?